In this country, it's been almost a year since Dave Chappelle walked out on his television show, but that does not mean he's been idle. A new feature film, Dave Chappelle's Block Party, debuts in movie theaters today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan is happy he got to see it.
Comedian Dave Chappelle put together the concert that's at the heart of Dave Chappelle's Block Party because he wanted to hear the music. For audiences, however, the major lure is likely to be Chappelle himself. Not that there's any problem with the music. Chappelle's favorite acts include rappers Kanye West and Mos Def, and powerful singers like Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott, and Erykah Badu. But trumping all that talent in director Michel Gondry's film is the beguiling comic presence of Chappelle. He is one of those completely engaging personalities who can make you laugh at anything.
Ain't nothing like a James Brown hit to set the mood. Hit me. See? Hit me again. That's right. Hit me. See? If you could do that in real life, you'd be powerful.
Chappelle lives near Dayton, Ohio, and one of the amusing conceits of this film is watching him give golden tickets to lucky townspeople so they can come to the concert in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. Offering the biggest payoff is Chappelle's willingness to bring the entire incredible Marching Marauders of Central State University's band to the concert.
Look, man, all right, will y'all come play at my concert Block Party in New York?
The whole band?
Yeah, man, come on, rep Southwest Ohio.
Yes,
man.
We would.
You'll do it?
Yes, we would.
You said compensation what?
Compensation? It comes with a sandwich.
Would it be snacks?
Oh, there'll be snacks. Don't we got snacks in the budget?
Many of these young people had never been to New York City before, and seeing their unforced excitement before, during, and after the concert is completely charming. Most fun of all, however, is watching Chappelle's ability to be effortlessly funny. Whether he's telling jokes about race relations or charming little kids in the Bed-Stuy daycare center that was concert headquarters, his personality infuses the film with infectious good feelings. The concert itself begins with the driving beat of rap acts like Dead Prez, but it reaches its peak with Lauryn Hill, who provides the party's emotional highlight with her killer rendition of the classic Killing Me Softly with his song. Getting the last word in the closing credits crawl is, of course, Chappelle himself. He singles out members of his staff and writes, "Thanks for pushing me on this one," before adding the perfect kicker. "Please don't push me anymore."
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times.